Introduction: The boundary of cognition is being rewritten. For 10,000 years, humanity remade the world on one premise: our cognitive capacity was a scarce resource. Knowledge was monopolized by the few who could write, remember, and reason. Mastering a field took years. Sound judgment rested on experience and intuition. Today, that premise is broken for the first time. A language model can read an entire library in a second and produce arguments even experts struggle to refute instantly. This is no longer merely an efficiency issue, it is a redistribution of cognition itself. There have been similar expansions before. Writing moved memory out of the brain, the printing press moved knowledge out of monasteries, the mechanical calculator separated arithmetic from the mind, and search engines made retrieval trivial. But this time differs. Past tools took over isolated steps, while large models touch retrieval, generation, summarization, and elementary reasoning at once, with a natural language interface and near-zero barrier. When machines begin to think, we must first ask, do they think as we do? And if not, what does that difference mean for us? This article uses first principles to dismantle cognition into understandable parts, then examines what AI actually does to those parts and which gaps only humans can fill. The conclusion up front: AI will not think for us, but it changes the division of labor in thinking. The real danger is not a machine too smart, but a human who stops being smart. First principles, redefining cognition. Functionally, cognition is a set of procedures converting information into action, sensing and acquisition, representation and memory, reasoning and judgment, decision and action. Human cognition is special because it was shaped by biological constraints. Our brain consumes about 20% of the body's energy yet has limited neurons and synapses, so evolution favored energy-saving shortcuts, intuition over calculation, story over data, familiarity over exploration. These worked brilliantly in the foraging era, but are both gifts and shackles in a complex modern world. Above cognition lies a neglected layer, metacognition, thinking about thinking. Humans sense their ignorance, evaluate their reasoning, and switch paths when stuck. Machines lack this self-referential awareness. Quiet as it is, metacognition is humanity's non-transferable seat in hybrid intelligence. Four native limits of human cognition. First, bandwidth. Working memory holds only about 4 items. Second, memory. Forgetting is the norm and recall is unreliable. Third, bias. To save compute, the brain uses heuristics, making anchoring, confirmation bias, and availability bias nearly inevitable. Fourth, energy. Deep thinking is costly and the mind avoids it. These are not flaws but factory settings of evolution. How AI reconstructs cognition, from biological computing to hybrid intelligence. AI's first cut lands on representation and memory. Knowledge can be externalized into retrievable corpora, vectors, and parameters. The center of gravity shifts from storage to retrieval and discernment. The second cut lands on reasoning and judgment. Large models operate probabilistically, learning the statistical patterns of human expression and reasoning from massive text. The third cut lands on human-machine division. Retrieval augmented generation lets models fetch external facts on demand, so cognition is no longer confined to one brain or one program but becomes a hybrid system of human, model, tools, and data. How AI enhances cognition, the dual system collaboration. A sound mental model treats human and AI as complementary systems. Humans own intent, value judgment, and responsibility. AI owns retrieval, generation, summarization, and drafting. Real enhancement arrives when asking questions is repriced. As the marginal cost of knowledge nears zero, what becomes scarce is the good question. AI amplifies those who ask well, not those who copy. Risks, when cognition is outsourced. The most direct risk is cognitive atrophy. If every retrieval, writing, and calculation is casually outsourced, native cognition may silently shrink. The second risk is credibility. Models confidently emit errors called hallucinations. The remedy is a verification loop. The third risk is homogenization, when billions share a few base models, expression, and perspective converge. Opportunity, what is amplified is not the answer but the question. The greatest opportunity is democratizing expertise. Another is accelerated learning. Dialogue with a model is an endlessly patient tutor and sparring partner. Case, re-engineering a knowledge worker's day. In the morning, she uses the model to merge scattered notes into a weekly report draft, keeping only fact-checking and tone to herself. Mid-morning, she has the model compress an industry report into cited bullets, then verifies suspicious figures against primary sources. In the afternoon, stuck on a plan, she takes the most counterintuitive of four model suggestions and forces herself to argue for it. In the evening, she writes verified conclusions back into her personal knowledge base. The model handled retrieval, compression, enumeration, and drafts. She handled judgment, verification, and consolidation. Methodology, a five-step framework for an AI-augmented cognition system. Step 1, clarify intent and boundaries. Step 2, decompose the task. Step 3, delegate generation. Step 4, verify independently. Step 5, internalize and consolidate. Let AI do the computing, let humans guard the judging. Practical checklist, 7 disciplines for individuals. 1. Cross-verify every important conclusion with at least one other source. 2. Never let the model be the sole source in formal material. 3. Keep a daily AI-free deep thinking block. 4. Record your best questions to the model. 5. Reread old notes regularly. 6. Actively expose opposing views. 7. Own the output to the end. Conclusion, what evolves is the human, not the machine. When machines think, humans must evolve a mind that collaborates without being replaced. Evolve the taste for true questions, the discipline to verify output, the courage to own judgments, and the warmth of independent thought beyond tools. AI is a cognitive industrial revolution. It will not become human for us, but it will ruthlessly amplify what kind of human we are.